This line from a Dallas Morning News story caught my attention. If the race in Harris County was among the rejected write-ins cast there, Kinky Friedman would be neck and neck with Mickey Mouse. The story was about the write-in votes from around the state for governor. In Texas, you have to be a declared official write-in candidate for the vote to be counted, but some counties make available all that were entered. The line about Kinky Friedman being neck and neck with Mickey Mouse in the Harris County write-in race is funny on many levels. Certainly, Kinky is a character, self-promoted, of course, and even made it to a runoff for Ag Commissioner nominee in the Democrats' primary this year. He lost, you'll remember, to a guy who didn't campaign. Until a few weeks ago, I'd not watched a Tom and Jerry cartoon in maybe decades, but seeing the link between Kinky and Mickey Mouse made me think that, yes, Texas Democrats sort of mirror those animated shorts of old, and not just at election time. In the legislature, they find a way to draw attention by picking an issue and then launching an all-out frenetic attack on such. They gain much press coverage, but when it's over, the effort has generally been cartoonish and a lack of effectiveness. Even the nasty pro-baby-killing filibuster led by Wendy Davis was cartoonish, especially her supporters in the gallery and their behavior in a film noir sort of way. To be taken seriously, you've got to have a core message that resonates with voters. Until Texas Democrats drop the far-left radicalism of San Antonio's Castro brothers and other young Obama clones, they and their candidates will continue to run neck and neck with Mickey Mouse. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.